every day. More severe storms, tornadoes in the Midwest and the South. The National Weather Service is looking into reports of 20 tornadoes yesterday, including a huge one near Kansas City that caused a number of injuries. Let's check in, though, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Parts of that city are underwater. NPR's Frank Morris is there. He joins us. And Frank, you told us the other day, this is the Arkansas River, right?
That's right. And I'm sitting right on the levee of the Arkansas River, which is running super high right now against these 70-year-old levees that have never been stressed like this. The river has been this high once before. The levees, the water's been up against these levees for days now, and it will be for days to come. And it's raining cats and dogs.
Well, first of all, be careful on the levee. But also the rain, that's also not helping as the river rises. Are there mandatory evacuations? What's going on?
There's a strong evacuation suggestion for parts of town protected by this levee. I'm sitting on this levee looking down into kind of a bowl between here and about a mile away. There's a highway that would just fill up if this levee breaches. And so there have some parts of town are inundated and people have evacuated there. They are not letting people drive through here. The police are stopping cars. Lots of businesses have already pulled out everything they can, and there's still people making. I just saw a truck driver drive through probably 3.5-4 feet of floodwater to get his truck out of here.
Well, and of course,
and that was just about a minute ago.
And of course, we remember the advice is never drive into water in flooded areas because you just don't know.
His truck was already in the way. He had to wait out to get to it, and then drive across a fairly steep current to get his truck out of this rising water on the sheltered side of the levee.
Yeah, but thankfully, though, he didn't get swept away. Look, this levee, 70 years old, over 70 years old in many places. I mean, has there been talk of updating it, replacing it?
Well, yeah, there has been. They've been talking about this for years, and this levee is something that people here rely on, and they've been talked of extending it because the parts of town that are the worst flooded right now are the parts that are not protected by this levee system. It's a lot of money. It's hard to find the money to do this. I think they've got a local match for at least part of it, and I'm sure that's a conversation they'll be having in earnest after this flood dies down.
Well, and Frank, just meanwhile, what's it like there? I mean, I can't imagine kids are getting on buses and going to schools, or people are separating from their families and going to work. I mean, is everybody just bailing? What's going on?
Well, it really depends. Where I am here in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, pretty hard hit. A lot of businesses are evacuated. However, if you go to the far side of the highway out of this bowl, it's not exactly business as usual, but their business is going on and life is going on pretty much normally. Downtown Tulsa is, it's raining like crazy and it's wet. People are running around in the rain and water gushing, but it's not flooding. And so it really varies quite a bit depending on how close you are to the river.
And hopefully the waters recede. Hopefully the rain ends. And then what?
Well, then, it depends really on how bad the flood gets because, it could get much worse than it is now. And if that happens, then there's going to be an enormous cleanup, enormous rebuilding. As it is, there's going to be quite a bit of that. You're going to have mosquitoes. You're going to have a lot of problems. And you're going to be looking at rebuilding these levees.
Yeah. NPR's Frank Morris sitting on a levee on the Arkansas River, which runs through Tulsa, Oklahoma there, in the pouring rain. Frank, thank you so much.
In a car.
Oh, good. Better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You bet. Bye.